Welcome to Day 60 of Happier People Podcast here with me, Jerry Banfield. Would you like to hear how to go from the fear of rejecting to the joy of acceptance? I've got rejected so many times in my life, it's hard to believe. And I understand when you or any person is unwilling to suffer through that pain again. What I'll share with you here is how I focus on the joy of acceptance in going forward. I'm just about to make another opportunity for me to get rejected. There's something called a dash budget proposal. I'm going to make a proposal, ask for sponsorship money for my YouTube channel, essentially, and we will see whether that gets accepted or not. Now, what gets me, allows me to even do that is I focus on the joy of acceptance. I focus on how cool it would be to be able to go through with what I'm asking for. If I focused solely on the pain of rejection, I would never have started my business. I would never have went out with my wife because I got rejected so many times before that, that the logical thing to do to avoid the pain of rejection would have been to just not ask anymore. And no matter how many times I get rejected, it still hurts. I've got rejected so many times in my life, it's hard to believe, and it still hurts every time. I submitted a Kickstarter project a few months ago that got rejected, and that hurt my feelings, because when you focus on the joy of acceptance, you're focused on the joy of being able to do whatever it is you've asked to do, and then it hurts to get rejected again. If you feel like you've gotten rejected, if you're taking action based on the fear of rejection, it's really helpful to become consciously aware of that. Because once you start acting on that fear of rejection, you start closing your life to new opportunities. For example, if you've got rejected from lots of jobs, you didn't get callbacks, and then you finally get a job, but you're not happy there, you may be motivated to not even try and leave the job because you don't want to even go through the process of having to deal with all those rejections again at other jobs. This can happen with relationships as well. You've dated, you've asked out so many people, and finally, it was just so painful that you got laughed at in your face. I've been rejected dating just about every way you could get rejected. And at any point, I lots of times felt like, you know what, I never want to go through this pain again. Maybe I just am not going to find someone to be with. So many messages, so many conversations, so much excitement, phone calls, dates, text messages, and then the rejection over and over again. And often I'd be the one doing the rejection and the pain of rejecting someone else, saying, no, I don't want to go out with you again. I'd rather go out with someone else. The pain of having to say no. I'm now in the position where I reject people's offers all the time. Jerry, will you do this? No. I don't want to do that, or that's not the right thing for me to do, or find someone else to do that. So the pain of rejection goes both ways. I find it's hard to say no to people in the sense that people get excited and want to work with me, and then, no, I don't want to work with you at given the terms you've suggested. That's going to reduce the output of what I'm doing. That's going to reduce what I'm giving every day instead of enhance it. So what I focus on is the joy of acceptance today. I focus on the gigantic pleasure that comes from being able to do something amazing. This helps if you create courses online. That fear of rejection, you know how many one-star reviews I've got on my courses, books, products I've created? I've got a lot of bad reviews and they hurt every time, and I'm starting to learn just don't read the reviews. Why? Because it's not my business essentially what you think of what I created. It's my business to create what I need and to listen to your feedback, but it's not my business to argue with anyone or debate with anyone about what anyone thinks of what I've created. I do like to listen to the feedback I get, but at the same time, it doesn't help for me to essentially dive into and swim all day in the feedback I get either. Like I used to do, I would get caught up for days on reviews people left, I would start taking action on my entire business based on reviews people left, when that's not necessary. So often when we do get rejected, it encourages this behavior that actually is not helpful and necessary. My friend, he has the job of his dreams that he's wanted and he loves it. And you know how many jobs he applied to get that? Do you know how many interviews and strenuous hiring processes he went through, some of which he got all the way to the end before they told him, well, we lost our funding for this job, so sorry. We couldn't hire anyone we interviewed for it. We were going to hire you, but we lost our funding for it. Sorry. He applied and worked for years to get the job of his dreams. I've never seen someone apply to so many jobs who already had a job. And it was amazing. He was flying places to do interviews. He would fly places and drive really far between work. It was crazy. All the things he did to get the job of his dreams. So what I focus on is the joy of acceptance. I realize in submitting this dash budget proposal that I may get rejected. And now sometimes the fear of rejection will encourage an offer that's not mutually beneficial. So this is one way we try and avoid rejection. So what I've done in my business often to avoid rejection is I'll try and set my prices lower. But the problem is, I don't do good work if I set my prices lower than what I'm willing to give. So if I say I'm going to give, say, X number of hours, and I set the price at a dollar per hour level where I'm not willing to give that number of hours. For example, I recently served some clients. I literally was getting like $16 an hour to work with those clients because of how I set the pricing up. And so what did I try and do? I tried to avoid doing any work for those clients because I'm like, well, I'd rather not waste any time at $16 an hour. When, wait, the client didn't set that up. I did. But out of fear of rejection, I put the price lower than I should have. So for the dash budget proposal, I'm going to ask for 497 dash for a month, which that's about $6,000. I'm going to ask for about $6,000 to fully set up my YouTube channel, my Facebook page, to do a live stream, to make videos, to feature Dash in every single video and podcast episode, to make a Dash page on my website, to do a whole bunch of things. Because I know for $6,000, that is going to be number one priority for me. I will take that very seriously. I will put my heart and soul into that. Now, my temptation is to ask for less. I started out thinking I might ask for 99 Dash or 199 dash or 29, and I thought, no, I'm going to ask for the amount that would make a huge difference for me. For 497 dash, I'll work my butt off to get Dash integrated into everything I do, to get all my old videos telling people about Dash, to even get some help if needed, to get these things set up, to put the time and energy to do it right. And I did the same thing with my clients. I've consistently, even though I've had hundreds of clients, I don't like getting rejected by a client. When someone comes to work with me and they're all excited, I don't like rejecting them. And I try and avoid the pain of rejection, which is a normal response. We're programmed to avoid pain and seek pleasure. So the key is to seek a bigger pleasure. The joy of working with a client who's paying me what I feel my worth is today, and that varies from day to day. But I just set my client system up because I took clients for $500, I took clients for $1,000, and in a business where I'm making $6,000 plus a month in profit and $15,000 plus a month in income, so the income minus expenses equals the profit, in a business where those are my numbers, making a few hundred dollars from a client is one of the very lowest items on my to-do list. And I realized that's not a good way to work with someone. So now I set up the new system I have. I charge $10,000 a month for a client I won't accept more than one client, and I will do all the work for the client instead of, hey, if you're going to charge $500 or $1,000, the logical thing to do is try and outsource the work to someone who will work for or be happy to work for a lower hourly rate than me, who then has the time to properly serve the client. Well, for $10,000 a month, I don't need to outsource it. I'll do all the work for $10,000 a month. So what instead I get, I set myself up for a lot of rejection. Oh my God, I'm not paying $10,000 a month. Good. I have lots of other things I want to do. And this way, I've got a system set up that I'm happy with. If you want to work with me, I believe the universe is bringing me a $10,000 a month client because I believe I can provide $100,000 a month value for a client. I can do amazing things with online businesses as I've already done with my own business, making something of that was absolutely nothing to begin with into what seems to me to be an amazing business online, and according to some other people as well. And imagine applying that to an existing business system that already is making lots of money and wants to take things to the next level. So I think that is, for $10,000 a month, working for a client then will become my number one priority instead of my number 25th or 30th priority. And that's up to me to set that up. But the problem is the fear of rejection often eliminates a lot of us. How many times have you been in a job interview or on a date and either out of fear of being the rejecter or out of getting the rejection, you've said yes or you've said no to something you had no interest in? For example, you didn't want to reject a person, so you went out with them again. And then you ended up dating them for months, and you didn't even really like them to start with because you initially weren't willing to face that pain of rejecting them. And today I see the joy of acceptance. The joy of acceptance is in having a great relationship. And it took me a lot of pain of rejection to get a great relationship. The joy of acceptance is in having work I love doing daily. And that's taken me a lot of pain of rejection and a lot of rejecting other people, saying, no, I don't need that done. No, I don't want to work with you. No, if you're not willing to pay to talk to me, I don't want to work with you as a client. That's aggravated a lot of people. I have a paid call system. People expect in doing business online that you'll talk to them for free. I don't talk to anyone for free. You must pay to talk to me or I don't want to work with you. Why have I learned that? Because a lot of people have talked to me and then they get you in that fear of rejection situation. Well, do you want to do this for us? And they put you right on the spot in the phone. Now, if someone's going to pay, I'm willing to be in that position. If you're not going to pay, I'm not giving you my time. When I could be here doing this podcast with you. I could be here doing a free course for you. I could be here making some music. I could be spending time hanging out with my family. It's nice today to live in the joy of acceptance that comes with a willingness to simply walk through the fear of rejection. I realize as I submit this Dash proposal with my heart and soul, it's kind of scary to submit something that you're really excited about, you're really wanting to put your heart in, and then get rejected. That often guides us to put things in half-hearted. For example, if I put in a Dash proposal, I don't really work on it. I put it in for like 97 Dash, which is like $1,000. Then, and that gets rejected. And I can say, well, so what? I wouldn't have really cared about working on that anyway. My friend put in a Dash proposal for 2,000 Dash, which is over $20,000 now. And I think his first proposal got rejected, or I don't know if it got fully funded. Guess what? He put in another one, and that one got funded. So lots of times, in order to get what you want, you might need that second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, eighth, tenth, 20th, 100th attempt. You might need that 100th application to get the job of your dreams. You might need that. I got rejected thousands of times asking for clients online. When I started my business, I asked tens of thousands of Facebook pages to be my client. And I got hundreds of them to be my client. That means I got rejected 9,000 plus times. I'm willing today to get rejected because I stay in the joy of acceptance. And it's funny, I even get hurt my feelings a little bit. I'll ask my daughter, she's like 14, 16 months old, a year and 4 months. And I'll ask her, do you want to do this with Dad? And she'll, no, no, go, Dad, go. And I get, it's a little rejection. And yet I focus on the joy of acceptance. If she actually does want to do something with Dad, how exciting is that? So I'm grateful today that this is something that I've been wired with pretty well a lot of my adult life, to actually face rejection to get the joy of acceptance. But the one thing I was unaware of is how the fear of rejection played into sneaky avoidance behavior that wasn't obvious. While consciously I was a go-getter, I would step up in and I would ask another girl out, I'd apply to another job. While consciously I was like that, I had a lot of little sneaky behaviors that would try and guide me away from rejections unconsciously. For example, with jobs, I thought I was very active. I'm going to go out there and get that job and apply to it. But my fear of rejection guided me into very narrow fields. After getting rejected, I applied at a couple of different company jobs when I was graduating college. After not hearing back and getting rejected from those, I only stuck to criminal justice jobs, which is where my bachelor's degree was in, for years after that, because that sneaky fear of rejection said, well, you might as well just apply for criminal justice jobs because you have a better shot of getting accepted there. Not to mention you're actually going to enjoy that or not, but you have a less chance of getting rejected there. So I then guided everything in there, and same thing for graduate school. I didn't even consider what I would like to go to school for as much as I considered the path of least resistance. Well, if you go to school for criminal justice, you can probably get into a good PhD program because you have experience working in prison, in mental health, and in law enforcement. You've got a great resume for criminal justice. That'll be the least likelihood of getting rejected. So even though I had the whole world open to me after I'd worked in criminal justice for years, my fear of rejection still guided me into doing things regardless of the joy of actually doing them. Now, today I realize it's up to me to go after things that there's great joy in getting to do. And it's also up to me to not put any effort into things that I could get, but that there wouldn't be the joy in getting them. For example, I can get clients very easily for a few $100 a month to do their ads, but there's no joy for me in actually doing those. There's no joy for me in sitting there trying to help a client spend their ad budget and then making like $10 or $20 or $30 an hour to do that. There's no joy in that because I'd rather be creating things like this, because I get paid better to create things like this. But at the same time, the fear of rejection doesn't kick in then. So a lot of us get attracted to opportunities where there is no rejection or there's very low fear of rejection. But then there's no joy in actually getting to do the thing itself. That can happen awfully with dating. I've went out with people just because I wasn't afraid of getting rejected by them, essentially. And if you ask someone out, you're not afraid of getting rejected by them, then that's probably not a good person to go out with. When you ask a beautiful person you'd love to go out with that you'd enjoy, you really love them, if they said yes, then you get put in this horrible pain of rejection if they say no because you'd love to do it so much. But I learned with dating, you've got to have a gigantic joy of acceptance. That if the girl actually says yes, you're really excited. Like when my wife went out with me and I first saw her walk in, I was really excited. Like, yes, this is awesome. And whenever I would try and go out with a girl, that feeling wasn't there. There wasn't joy in being in the relationship. So today I'm grateful. I'm willing to face the fear of rejection again and again and again. I've talked with you about this to even help me to focus on the joy of acceptance and not the fear of rejection. As I apply for another opportunity today, I'm really excited about, and that I could get another painful rejection from. So thank you very much for watching this today. My exercise is to continue to go forward today, focus on the joy of acceptance, and focus on any efforts my mind is making unconsciously, little behaviors I'm doing to sneak around the fear of rejection. I hope this is helpful for you. Would you please leave a like on this video if you've enjoyed it and watched it on Facebook or YouTube? Would you please leave a review if you're loving this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play? Would you please leave a review on this podcast to help other people like you find it and have the same experience you're experiencing? There, I set myself up for rejection again, but there's great joy if you actually accept my offer and help collaborate with me to help more people see the podcast. So thank you for being here. I hope you have a great day today.